You're listening to On the Couch with Dr. Michelle, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, as you always are on Wednesdays here, wherever you're at, joining us maybe on Thursday somewhere in the world. This is Dr. Michelle Cohen, and you are officially on the couch with me, and I have an amazing special guest today. She has written a book that will change, I think, the way you think, the way you act, the way you feel, and your practices, and it's just making so much sense about pulling it together. So if you'd like to rewire your beliefs around success, money, self-worth, heal the hidden wounds that sabotage your own abundance, and we're talking about emotional abundance. Yeah, we're talking about whatever you can create out there in the 3D world, but we're talking about the inner world and how to heal yourself. Also, awaken the version of you that's already prosperous. It's in there. It's called your higher self, powerful, free, and all that good stuff. So with that intro, let's bring her on right now. And there she is, Debbie Dobbins. Hi.
Hello. I'm so excited. And of course, you know, you just already shared everything that I would talk about, which is fantastic because it's so simple, Dr. Michelle. Oh. It's so simple, yet we have made it so complicated. So I'll see if I can, you know, reiterate it in a different way, but it's always going to be the same. We are absolutely in charge of our own reality.
Oh, that is so true. I love your story, your backstory. I mean, you have come such a long way. Let me tell the viewers and listeners a little bit more about you, okay? And I'll let you fill in the backstory, which is fascinating. But right now, I mean, you've come from the lowest low to being such a successful, loving, helpful person to others. And thank you for that. Right now, Debbie, she is leading global retreats, teaches transformational courses, and you run a high-impact mastermind called the Inner Billionaire Circle. She's helped thousands of women and men reignite their wealth from the inside out, and many of them in their second act of life, right? What do I do now? I think I want to retire. I think I whatever. Anyway, moving on to help you level up your frequency. Her teaching is grounded in joy, soul connection, and the belief that abundance is not reserved for the few. It's for everybody. It's the birthright of us all. And we're talking about her latest book, Your Inner Billionaire. So thanks again, Debbie, so much for being here.
Yeah. I'm so excited. And when people say I talk to women, especially in their second act, I think I'm in my third, it feels like at this point. I just had my 70th birthday in Playa del Carmen.
No, you didn't.
And I always say this for the past 40 years, probably, I just don't know what I'm going to do when I grow up. Literally, I feel like I'm always living in this mystery, which is the best place to be, because we are as programmed as humans. We just want the status quo all the time. That's our ego saying it's safe to be here. And so just even stepping into a conversation like this is, for some people, it's really challenging because they want to believe the things that we're saying, both you and the intro, and we'll go through this whole podcast together. But the idea that they can have that, their first reaction is, nope, that's not for me.
Right.
And that's
right.
The first thing I want to share. But the fact is that when I wrote this book, it was really just downloaded. I've always heard, I think it was Wayne Dyer, I heard one time when he wrote Power of Intention, and it just poured out of him. And I thought, I need that. And that exactly is what happened. And this book is not only a self-help, if you will, it's an activation. Because if you follow the instructions in it, you cannot help but have this revealed and unveiled for yourself. And yet there is still this messaging that we all believe in, that it's not going to happen for me. If there's one thing that is more common than anything that women especially say to me, and I'll be in a group, right? We'll be teaching the workshop.
Right.
And some people are grabbing onto it, and other ones are still, I can't see it for myself. So really sometimes that's the first conversation that we need to have with ourselves is that this is available to every single being on the planet, every single one. Nobody is exempt from this. This is the message that I love to share, even though we've been programmed and our stories tell us something other than that. Understanding the idea that it is available to everyone. This inner billionaire is inside every single person. Yeah. And the only thing that keeps us from it is us.
That's so
cool. We are pushing it away. And so this book is designed to allow you to take the steps so that you can stop pushing it away.
Oh, that's amazing. And it is. And it's most helpful. And I thank you so much for writing it. I mean, we're going to get into sort of our backstories and how we let that gunk up our belief systems and stuff. And also, we're going to learn about the three principles of divine support and how the universe doesn't respond to what we want or think, but what we believe is possible.
Exactly.
Feeling.
That's exactly right.
And all that good stuff. Can you share a little bit about your backstory, which I find fascinating, and I know readers and viewers will as well. So
yeah. So there's three main themes in my book. One of them was, and so I'll just get this out on the table, that I was addicted to crack. So that's a conversation about an experience that I had in my life. But more importantly, the other two that are so key to this trajectory, if you will, is about 25 years ago, I took a financial freedom course as part of a spiritual licensing program that I was in.
Right.
And I remember sitting in there in the course, and I happened to have this lovely $500,000 tax lien sitting on shoulders. And everybody in the class, it was just a local place in Dallas. And people were talking about, oh, I have a $5,000 credit card debt, or I need to do this, or, you know, I owe my mom some money. And literally, this is what I find so fascinating, is we're all so attached to our stories. I was attached to the story at that point in my life that this was worse than cancer. Having this tax lien was worse than cancer. It was no daylight to be seen anywhere. And I'm sitting in this class and I'm thinking these thoughts.
Sure.
And all these people were just as serious as anybody. And I was thinking, I have a bigger problem than you. Like literally, we want to sometimes analyze or, you know, compare and contrast not only our insides with somebody's outsides, but our problems. My problem is bigger than your problem.
Right.
So I decided that I should probably share because it was on my mind. It was on my heart. And I opened my mouth and I say these thoughts that I'm having, that this is bigger than anything y'all are talking about. And I could cure cancer before I could cure this debt. Yeah. And she was a lovely spiritual teacher, and she did not say these words. She did not say them, but this is, you know, somebody will say something and you hear it. Sure. It was more or less, how can you believe that you're not a spiritual being and, you know, you're as prosperous and the abundance is there. And yet it was so firm, so clear that she was speaking directly to me. What I heard was, get over yourself. And I thought, I was really, she didn't say that, but that's what I heard. And I was so upset. Like, how dare you not acknowledge my problem is bigger than everyone else's? And yet I went away, and literally within 6 months, because I changed my mind, it's literally just changing your mind.
Right.
I changed my mind. I went through the process of contacting the IRS all by myself, doing all these great things. I did an offer and compromise, and literally I settled that debt for $33,000.
Oh my goodness.
So what I'm saying is not about I'm special.
Right.
What I'm saying is our stories are not special. We are all special. Our stories are not special. And when we believe that we can't have whatever it is, as I said in the beginning, that women particularly feel like it's not for them. Like they can't receive what I'm talking about.
Right.
We have to get over our stories, number one. So I began to become an abundance teacher, and I've been doing that for many decades now. And I used to teach very clearly, it's about mindset. It's about mindset. It's about mindset, because that's what I learned. Change your thinking, change your life.
Right.
Well, then life goes on. And about 8 years ago, I was diagnosed with rectal cancer, and it was a devastating time in my life. I didn't have health insurance, and cancer treatment is rather expensive. And I wasn't able to work. And I found myself completely broke down, literally on my back, no money, on food stamps. And I have already created great wealth And yet now it was gone. And I knew the principles of how to get back to it.
Right.
And yet there was a different component. And that was this physical body.
Oh my God.
Because with all the new science research and quantum physics, it really boils down to what are the emotions that we have created in our body with, because every emotion has a frequency signal.
Yes.
It has a signature, and we've downloaded all of those chemicals into our body. And then our body then wants to keep purporting that. And it's addicted to those feelings. So whatever those feelings are, whether they're lack or their fear or their not enoughness, we constantly repeat the pattern because that's the story that we've told. Initially, it starts with a thought, but then it becomes a feeling downloaded into our bodies.
Yeah.
And so it's that electromagnetic field that is now our body telling the world, this is what I want to see in front of me, and using the reticular vision to see that. I was never really probably as happy as I was, flat broken on my back, because I had the one thing to concentrate on, and that was me. What am I going to do as a human on this planet? Yes. How do I want to show that abundance, and how do I want to recreate it? But I want to do it in a different way, not from a masculine mindset, because it's about feminine energy in the body and masculine in the mind. We need both.
Right.
And yet if I'm only using one of my modalities, then I'm doing myself a disservice. So that's when I began to really explore sound vibrations and how your body works and how it's receiving frequencies. And it was just remarkable how quickly things shifted and changed. And yet it was a new dynamic where I was teaching abundance from a different perspective than just mindset. And so now this frequency that I talk about is something that we actually have the ability to shift and change simply through our emotions, which most people don't realize how powerful these emotions are.
Oh my God, Debbie, thank you for sharing that. I mean, so that's what you're talking about when you say all of our stories, feelings, and beliefs are contained in our bodies, and then we get sick. And, you know, it's like, what did I do? And as you're sharing, you know, in the Institute of Heart Math, we have our frequencies and our energy and our auras and all that, which science, folks, it's science. Yeah. It extends out, 3 meters or so? And
yes.
That's what we're putting out and that's what we're getting back. But
So
how did you heal make the change to start healing your body? And how did this come about? I mean,
when I first was diagnosed, I was so sick that literally I need blood transfusions to stay alive. And so I wasn't in a place where I could be as proactive as I would have liked, because, you know, we do this, especially as women, we just keep saying we're going, we're driving, we're pushing, and we ignore this body. And this is the first thing that I really want women to understand is we have to stop ignoring this beautiful creature that we live in and begin to trust her, number one, her intuition and her judgment. But as soon as I could actually begin to have rational thoughts again, I realized that I didn't want and I never have wanted to be part of the traditional medical community, even though I had surgeries and they did some radiation and all of that. I sought out, because I just listened to my intuition, and surprisingly, a woman from Ireland happened to be at a spiritual center that I was attending, just coincidentally, because there aren't any. Yeah. And she had a near-death experience. She was trained as a chiropractor, and she called herself a psychic healer. Well, I didn't know what that meant at the time. I was just really intrigued by her story of her near-death experience. And so it was one of those opportunities that I got to go and have it. She was only here for about a week. And I got in and I sat with her, and we had some really great dialogue, and she saw my passed away dad and a few other things. But what she did was she introduced me, probably for the first time that I recognized it, to frequency and vibrational energy with tuning forks. And then she gave me, my prescription was use these sound vibrations that she gave to me with a headphone and meditate three hours a day. Wow. I can tell you, when you're meditating for 3 hours a day, life starts to shift and morph in a big way. And yet what I realized is so clearly that these vibrational energies, because everything is a vibration on this planet, in the universe, for that matter. And so it was just so important for me to understand why that vibration was so powerful, because I was using it through sound, but then understanding that it permeates everything that we do, right, and that we are actually creating our own vibrational signatures through this electromagnetic energy. But the way that we do it is through this emotion that we have been gifted with. We don't talk about our five senses from emotability, because I say that's one of our feminine geniuses. Yes. So if we really understand that we are emotable, we are emoting creatures, we are emotional all the time. What is the emotion that we're having around anything? Is it a high vibration emotion or is it a low vibration emotion? And that signature goes out. It's an electromagnetic field that we live in. And then it gives us feedback through what we observe. And if we want to see what we're thinking and feeling, all we have to do is look around our life. And if we don't like it,
that's right,
then where do we change it? We don't change it out there. We change it in here. So if we just get that first step really clear that nothing is happening to us, it's happening through us, then we are on the path to creating the beautiful life that we say we all want, but we're not willing to make a shift or a change. And that's the first thing I tell anybody that comes to any of my teachings is, if you want to have a different life, you have to become, you have to become a different person. You cannot continue to have a different life being the same person that you were yesterday and the day before and the 10 years before that. So it was just me completely rewiring who I was and showing up in a completely different way. And it's a work in progress. It isn't like all of a sudden I woke up and I said, oh, I've got this thing all dialed in. All
right. Flip a switch.
It's just, it's constant. Yeah.
No, it is. And bless your heart for doing that and sharing that. And so it's getting quiet, meditating, trying to find your, go within, find your higher self, elevate your frequency. You know, I was talking to another guest who is, you know, an Ayurvedic healer, and saying that we all have our own frequency. It's science, like our own fingerprints. And if we can find that, we can heal ourselves. And there are other healing frequencies out there, and it's, y'all can find out more about that. And by the way, what is the best way that folks can find out more about you, Debbie Dobbins, and get your book?
You can go to my website, thedebbiedobbins.com. Since there is a woman named Debbie Dobbins that's no longer on the planet, and she was a bodybuilder. And every time I put my name in there, I'm thinking, okay, I'm the real Debbie Dobbins. I'm the one that's still here. And they can get my book for free on that website. Just go on there and it's right in the first page. So one of the things that's really key, though, what you were just talking about, the Ayurvedic sciences, we have so many modalities that literally are ancient that we have put into the woo-woo category or poo-pooed them. And the fact is that all this ancient wisdom is finally becoming recognized for what it truly is. And that is the foundation of who we are, sort of like our owner's manuals. We didn't get one of those at birth. And we do have a frequency. And I really want to touch on that for a moment, because I think the most important thing for people to understand is, if you begin to tap into your own authenticity, right? Because we're all trying to play a role. We're trying to play a role. We're trying to make ourselves palatable for a group over here, or be a certain way for another group over there. And especially women, we've been programmed to be in these boxes. This is how you behave. This is how you act. And this is how you're going to be okay. And for me, learning how to be authentic and tap into my own frequency, which is understanding your own authenticity. You know, I'm a fire energy, right? I mean, you can tell I'm all the time. But some people are more earth, right? Some people are more water. And I'm talking about that from a Mayan elements perspective. But the fact is that if we begin to really understand, look within ourselves and feel our energy, and then become that more instead of pushing it away and down. Then we are this authentic self that is sent here, because we are all so unique and individual, yet we've tried to cookie cut ourselves into these boxes. And the fact is we're not doing anyone a service, because we're all part of this beautiful puzzle. Each one of us is divinely here for a specific purpose. And until we begin to tap into that, we are living without purpose.
Oh, isn't that true? And the purpose is about opening your heart, trying to give yourself for stuff that ruminating mind beats yourself up for all the time. And trying to spread the love. I have these.
Spread the love. That's right.
Go ahead, sweet.
That's the absolute essence of everything. And you know, I did a quick little recording for my group this morning about love. You know, we also have a lot of definitions about love. Like, love in my vernacular is strong, right? It has boundaries. And maybe somebody else's idea of love, or their exemplary expression of love, is softer and sweeter. But, you know, love in and of itself is something that comes from your essence, from your heart.
Right.
If you are authentic and you are there to support the global consciousness, then we are always in the right spot. But so we've had this opportunity as humans to call one person's way of expressing wrong or bad, when the reality is the only one that we ever know our true intentions and heart is ourselves. So if we're always coming from that space of love, what would love do is a great question for everybody to incorporate into their daily questions. Like, if I'm in the middle of traffic, as we were talking about earlier, traffic, like, what would love do? Love wouldn't be sitting there banging the steering wheel and getting myself stressed out, even though it may not affect the car in front of me, but the energy does go out. So really just begin to look at, what would love do? How would love show up in this circumstance?
Perfect.
And when you begin to ask that question of yourself over and over and over, you begin to soften what you see in the world and judge it to, oh, this is just a vision that I'm having. This is not the reality of my life. Yep. This is just what I see right now. What would I like to see instead? Peace, harmony, cooperation, connection, communication, all of those wonderful things.
Oh, so beautifully said, honey. By the way, in case you guys just tuned in here, I'm talking with Debbie Dobbins. She's a wonderful spiritual master instructor. By the way, you are also a hypnotist, which I think is amazing. You study all the brain waves, and we can talk about that too. But the book is called Your Inner Billionaire, Debbie Dobbins, thedebbiedobbins.com. Check her out. Get the book. Download for free. I mean, it's comprehensive, wonderful, step-by-step tool.
Uh-oh. Dr. Michelle. Okay. Michelle left. I appear to be on.
There we are.
There you are.
There we are. Sorry about that.
Oh, you know, technology. Yes. We live in the world of technology. What are we going to do?
Oh, my goodness. I am so sorry. And Anyway, we are back. I don't know where I went. Maybe I went into the other frequencies.
That's right. You were in a different dimension. This is what I love about the advancements that we have in science right now. I mean, literally the infinite potential possibilities that exist that we just are so limited in our thinking to perceive. There's multiple dimensions. Quantum physics has now proven that.
Yes.
And so, you know, just to know that there's multiple dimensions and that's you might have just went into one and I went into another, it's all good. It's fantastic. True.
So we're talking about tools and we're talking about changing our thoughts and finding love within our hearts. And I try to help folks with, well, if you can't get to love because there's somebody who you're having issues with or out there in the public or life or whatever it is, and you're feeling weird vibes from them, try to go to compassion first, maybe kind of step up that ladder. Let's have compassion for this person because they're naughty or they're, they're well, called for a reason. So let's try to, but go to in the heart, right? Yeah. For those who you love, for those who you go there and feel the love. How do we get to love for ourselves, Debbie?
So for women particularly, it is understanding our value. So really the reason that we don't love ourselves is because we have this underlying belief that we are not valuable. And so what does that break down to? We don't feel like we are good enough to be here on the planet for whatever reason. And I actually have two chapters in the book on gratitude because it is the gateway to everything. And people always, when I say this, they're like, oh, okay, I've done the gratitude list, you know, 10 things in the morning when I'm waking up, I'm grateful for. That's not the gratitude I'm talking about. So I did two chapters because it's so important. Yes. Yes. One on the scientific basis for gratitude, what it does for our all the chemicals in our bodies and the hormones and everything.
Beautiful.
And then from the spiritual perspective. But it's that gratitude that when I speak about it, it is grow where you're planted. So every day, begin to look around your life, not from that rote 10 items or being grateful. Feel it from your toenails up to the top of your head about what you're grateful for. Literally, there are mornings when I just get up and I am just standing in front of the carrot coffee machine. The coffee is coming out, but there are so many people in the world that wouldn't even imagine having a carrot coffee machine,
right?
And we take it for granted. It's all these things in an industrialized world that we live in. We take so much for granted that we just don't even know how blessed and how grateful we can be. And so when I begin to speak about that gratitude, it begins to also create those electromagnetic frequencies that will draw more good into our experience. Because most people want to believe if I get X, Y, or Z, if I get $1 million, $1 billion, the Ferrari, the beautiful house on the beach in Maui, then I'm going to be happy.
Yes.
And it's completely the reverse. We have to begin to have those feelings, not only of gratitude, but that what would I feel like if I had what I say I believe that I want? If you have those feelings and that frequency, and that is the energy that you're sending out to this beautiful, conscious universe, that begins to be magnetized towards us. We talk about the law of attraction. Right. And Michael Beckwith, who was one of the authors on the law of attraction, I mean, on the secret, he's now said this, and I learned this also when I was going through recovery. It's not the law of attraction. It's the law of resonance.
Yeah.
So when we're not resonating, right, that's a frequency. I say it like Michael does, resonating, right? If we're not resonating that way, we are repelling what we say we want. Because when we say, I want X, Y, or Z, just that sentence alone sets up our brainwave understanding of lack.
Right.
Because that says, I don't have it. That's therefore, right. I can't get it because I want it. So when we claim our emotional body, which are our feelings,
right.
A perfect little example is just imagine that, you know, let's say I wanted a patio in my backyard, right? I don't have a patio, but I use something that I call future journaling. It's in the book, but I just use my cell phone now. I used to journal on a piece of paper, and I'll just, there's nobody here, so I don't look like I'm, you know, walking down the street talking to myself. And I say, oh my gosh, I'm talking to a friend. You cannot believe this patio that we just installed. The kids, there's a jacuzzi on it. They're so excited about it. All of their friends from everywhere are coming over to enjoy this patio. And Bob and I could not have been happier because we did this all through people giving us whatever they gave us. You know, what I do there is I'm setting up this experience in the now, in the present moment, not in the future, but then I feel it. I feel that frequency of what that feels like. So whether it is, you know, the Ferrari or the trip to Europe or a patio or any other way you want to feel, you can do that with your soulmate. This is what's so beautiful about what you mentioned. I have done hypnosis. What I learned in hypnosis is one of the most beautiful things ever. And that is this mind right here doesn't know the difference between what you tell it and what reality is.
Right.
But it's also got to be in those brainwave states that you were alluding to, which is the alpha and the theta. When we're in beta, we're not receiving anything. We're not downloading any kind of suggestion. So all of that, you can take the emotions and then put it in with that brainwave pattern. And boy, do you have a winning combination. Things just begin to show up in your life that you never even imagined. And the beauty of that is that we don't have to, as I call, micromanage the universe, right? Because we do that with our vision boards and our affirmations. We tell the universe, this is how I want you to do it, instead of, oh my gosh, I'm going to feel the feeling. I'm going to expect the result, right? Yeah. It's like taking or giving an order at a restaurant. When we go to a restaurant, we sit down and we say, you know, I'll have a hamburger or I'll have a filet mignon or whatever you're going to get. And you send the waiter away and you don't go running back into the kitchen and go, I'm not sure you know how to do this, right? That's what we do with the universe. We say, okay, this is what I want, but I'm going to tell you how I want it. And the beauty of being in this consciousness and that frequency is that we've now allowed, if we set the intentions, we set the stage, and then we expect it, that I say the universe conspires to create it. But the universe has so many other tools and so much more expansiveness that things show up. I've seen people get free houses. I've seen them, you know, somebody gift them a boat. It's just incredible because we have this belief that's so limited that something has to show up in a certain way. But it's only the feeling that we're after anyways. It isn't the stuff, because the stuff is never going to give us the feeling. That's and we get the feeling first and the stuff shows up.
Beautifully said. Beautiful. I love that. And that's the big thing too, is that, you know, the Institute of Heart Math, they always say, oh, well, if your brain doesn't really know the difference from actually being on the beach, your favorite beach in Hawaii, and
it's true.
There in your mind. And if you can go there, and you have, so whatever you want to visualize, and it's a feeling, and it, all those negative, but I don't deserve, but I, no, go there, be there, thank you, universe, for bringing me. Thank you, that's the great, for bringing me my new health. Thank you for bringing my new wonderful array of new partners, or whatever it is, you know. And don't you think, Debbie, too, is what was missing, and I don't mean to put them down because they were wonderful. The Secret was wonderful, the Law of Attraction, Esther Hicks and all that. I think the emotion, the real deep feeling of love and emotion connected with the words and the visualization of knowing, believing, that's what's missing. You don't just say the word. I am
a, I am. Yeah, and it's not as if the Law of Attraction, Dr. Michelle left it. There you are.
There we are. Sorry. Go ahead.
It's not as if that the Law of Attraction doesn't work. I don't want to have anybody take that away from this conversation.
Right.
What I have now categorized the Law of Attraction, affirmations, vision boards, all of that into a very masculine construct.
Right.
Because it's about it's about designing and constructing, which is what masculine energy is. We need both. It isn't as if we need one or the other. We need both. But the feminine energy, and so when I talk about masculine energy, it's from the neck up. It's your thoughts, It's your beliefs. It's all of the planning and structuring and that. But the feminine energy is from the neck down. And that's where our body is connected to this vibratory frequency. And that's where intuition and connection and communication and flow all reside. And so when we begin to see that, that when we are putting these two together, holy cow, that's a powerful engine. But the powerful is the vibration and the frequency. And when you combine those two together, holy cow, you have got, it's just, it's power on steroids. And most people, and I love Napoleon Hill, who wrote Think and Grow Rich, which that's part of my, you know, history. Yeah. But I also feel like this book is about feel and grow rich. It truly is. And I envision that people will read this book once a year, like they've done with Napoleon Hill's, because it's just a refresher. It's a reminder, because no matter where you are on your path, there's always room to grow. And that growth looks different from for every person. But if we're not growing, then we're dying. And so constantly looking at our beliefs, what's keeping us doing the things that we're doing. Because if we don't give ourselves an assessment and become aware every moment of why am I doing this and whose voice am I listening to? I think what most people don't realize is most, probably 99.9% of our thoughts are not ours. They've been given to us by somebody else. Right. They've been given to us by our family, by our upbringers, by our schools, by now, you know, multiple venues for the internet, constantly barraged with other people's thoughts. So really beginning to untether ourselves from all of those thoughts that are not ours and say, who am I? Who do I actually represent? What do I believe for me? And there's that thought that I'm having right now. Who gave me that thought? This is one of the most profound things for me throughout my life is to be able to counter all of my beliefs, right? Because nothing that any of us have as a belief is really true. It's just an opinion. It truly is. And because there is no good, there is no bad, there's no wrong, there's no right, there just is. And so it's everything that we do, whatever is happening, we have an emotion attached to it, and then we create a story.
Right.
And our stories, most of them are created when we're very young, and then we just repeat them and repeat them, and then we repeat them, and we find evidence to fill a file folder that says, yes, that's true. And the fact is it's not, it's just our story.
Oh, that's so true. And we absorb that, like you said, from being little ones, and you're not worthy. And of course, whatever the behaviors and the emotions are being expressed to us and the thoughts and all that is you're not lovable. You're not all that crud that we grow up with. And then, you know, then we have to figure it out. We've bought it all of our life. Therefore we don't do things for ourselves. As you know very well from your journey, you know, to uplift our frequency and live happier lives and something.
And we don't even realize that we're perpetuating our story. Something as simple as being a little seven-year-old who sees or hears their parents arguing over money. There's not enough, right? And so because we are in the alpha brainwave state at that point, we just download it. And that somehow or another, you know, we'll interpret that there's not enough for my parents. Therefore, there's not enough for me. Aww. And I don't want to bring up any kind of conversation that's going to cause them to argue. And so then we just create these fantastical stories around it. And so part of the beginning of the book is just to begin to figure out and to understand our own money stories, because those money stories are holding us hostage from having this inherent good that we are born with.
That's right. And the money stories are not necessarily literally about money. It's about, you know, figuratively, it's about self-worth.
Absolutely.
Right. The billionaire is worth everything. So The Billionaire is the name of the book. Debbie Dobbins, of course, right here with me. And what a wonderful person and loving soul you are to help everybody out. I so appreciate it, sweetie. When you were talking about, you know, all internalizing all of those beliefs and, you know, get an energy and everything. It's normal for us to absorb the energy, not only when we're that little 7-year-old going, whoa, we're egotistic, egos, little say, yeah. Oh, it's my fault. But as we get older, we are still absorbing energies from everyone else as well. So how do we protect ourselves from absorbing negative energies from other folks? Not that, you know, I mean, there are people in our lives, in the workplace or in the relationships or in-laws or whatever.
Well, yeah. my main word is boundaries, right? So we're not taught as we grow up,
right,
to understand what a boundary even is.
Right.
So until we begin to take responsibility. So one of the things I'm very keen on is radical responsibility.
Love
for
it.
Ourselves. So our environments, every environment that we are in, from our homes to our workplaces to where we hang out with our friends, every single one of those has energy around it. And
yes.
I remember, yes. Who was it? The monk that sold his Ferrari. Can't think of his name right now. But anyways, I was at an event one time and people have said similar things, but he says, you are the sum total of the people that you have coffee with. Because we don't think about
wow.
who we are allowing right. into our field, right? You talked about the heart math and it's this, you know, it's bigger than as far as we can hold. I've done all these experiments where we can be in an environment and just walk into somebody else's energy field. But if we don't begin to recognize that every single energetic force that we let into our field is impacting us, that is a boundary that we are letting other people cross. Mm-hmm. So therefore, like you said, a lot of people find themselves in these untenable working environments, right? Mm-hmm. Well, but how much time do we spend in a working environment? Like I haven't had a job for a million years because I thought I understood being an entrepreneur. Like I can control my environment.
Right.
But the fact is we can all control our environment. And yep. when we begin to tell ourselves a story that says, I am stuck here, we are right.
Yes.
So if we are in an environment that we know is toxic to us emotionally, physically, mentally, any of those things, if we don't take our steps to change that, then we are not taking responsibility for ourselves. And we have that with family, yeah. right? I mean, I have had so many women
right.
tell me, you know, my mom is this or my siblings are that. And the fact is that then you get an opportunity to set those boundaries. And if this is something that is not going to enhance your life, you have to be responsible for how much time you allow that energy to be present. Because it isn't as if I'm living in a bubble that I think, oh, we can just block out all the things that don't support us. That's not what I'm suggesting, yeah. but I am suggesting that we make sure we mitigate when we are putting ourselves in those environments, because an environment is just anywhere that we happen to be. The house that I live is an environment. If it's toxic, if we live next to a nuclear plant, right? Yeah. We talk about these things
right.
as if, you know, that's easy for us to address. But the fact is that we have to take, and that's when I was going through this healing modality, mm-hmm. I had to be responsible for what I was allowing them to put into my body. Because right. at some level, we all have a choice. And we have outsourced our choices through things like calling lawyers. Those are the ones that are going to protect us. Doctors,
right.
they're the ones that know more than we do. Accountants. I can't figure out what to do with my money because I need somebody to tell me. Part of this is just being educated. You don't have to be a rocket science in any of those arenas, but nothing is outside of our ability to understand what is impacting our energy. And if our energy is being constantly bombarded with an environment, whether it's through people or the house or the job or the car or the street, wherever, we have to own that. And therefore, then we can move to the places that we say that we want to be.
Oh, beautifully said. If there were a few highlighted, really important things that you could share with people, because well, we're about 5 minutes away from having to wrap things up, what would they be? If you want to really hit on some principles that you've expressed in your wonderful book, The Inner Billionaire.
The first one is the gratitude. Literally, that just start every single day and throughout your day. Set a little timer on your arm and that, or on your watch, and say, you know, I'm going to take this moment and I'm going to be completely immersed in gratitude for where I am. The other thing that I always tell everybody is, because we don't see enough abundance in our life, because we're so programmed to see the poverty or the lack or the victimhood or whatever the version is get out in nature. You know, one of the things that we have lost our way on, and believe me, I love technology. I am an AI fanatic. I just, you know, technology is here to support us. But when we let it take over our lives, right? So we've all these excuses. I don't have time because I've got to work, or I've got to do this, or I've got to do that. There was a great Zen monk one time that told his student, go meditate for an hour. And the guy says, you know, I don't have enough time to meditate for an hour. And the monk says, if you don't have time to meditate for an hour, then you need to meditate for 2 hours. So the fact is that we need to find that mindfulness and going out into nature, because everyone can go into nature. I don't care where you say you live. You can go into nature and begin to observe the abundance that is everywhere, because that's truly the essence of everything that I teach, is that we live in an abundant universe, and it's only us that decides that that's not true, because that's not the truth of nature. So when you go out and you see a plant, I was swimming in the pool the other day, and there was just a leaf that fell on me. I just spent probably 10 minutes eyeballing that leaf, looking at every angle of it, the veins of the leaf, the sturdiness of the leaf. But the fact is that that's just abundance incarnate. So if we begin to just get ourselves out of our own way, get into nature, and begin to realize that nature shows us that it is abundant everywhere, we can begin to shift that a little bit. And then the last thing is just give of your time, talent, and treasures. Don't overgive, but begin to feel that what you have in this world is a gift. You are a gift to the world. And what does that look like? Time, talent, and treasures. It doesn't mean that you have to constantly give money, because if you have this ability to just give from the heart, and you give it freely and you give it without expectation, it's amazing the things that start to return to you.
Oh, I love that. That's beautiful. It's just not expecting anything, just do. And
Right.
it's not really a consciousness in our business world, right? But it's
Right.
just give, do, and even little tiny things you eke out into the public. I don't know what it might be. Kindness while driving, kindness to the checker at the,
Right.
kindness to, you know, little dabbling, but that is part of who you are too, because you're putting it out there. And so it's a, I guess it's a cyclic thing. It comes back to you. It keeps coming back, and the goodness and all that. And it's not done to get stuff, right?
Right. Yes, exactly.
It's done.
Well, I remember years and years and years ago when I was reading the Bible, it said, when you give, don't let the left hand know what the right hand is doing. And that's so emblematic of the fact that we do when we give. I mean, I've talked to so many people. I know this is true, because the fact is that they tell me. But the fact is that when you give, whether you give to a charity or a nonprofit, or you give to a friend because they need money, we still think we're going to follow the money. Like somehow or another, we still own whatever we gave. The fact is once you give it, you need to release it and have no expectation of what's about to happen to it, number one, but also expect that good is circulating back around to you, not from that source and not in a specific way. Once again, not micromanaging the universe. Just expect good in your life. If you wake up every morning and go, the universe is here for me, I expect everything to be in my favor, no matter what it looks like, then you will start to begin to express this inner billionaire.
beautifully said. Thank you so much. Gosh, you're great. I love it. Check out the book, guys. It's amazing. TheDebbieDobbins.com, D-O-B-B-I-N-S. I so appreciate you being here today on the couch with me, my dear.
Yeah, I love it.
And sharing your wonderful wisdom. And of course, folks, if you want to check out Debbie and you want somebody to lead a global retreat, transformational course, High Impact Mastermind, the Inner Billionaire Circle. She's helped thousands and thousands of people, and you could be one of them as well as your organization. So have a blessed day, my dear, and thank you again.
Thank you. Thanks, Dr. Michelle.
All right, everybody. Appreciate you joining me, and as I always say, take care of yourself first, and then you'll be great for others. Appreciate you joining me. Bye-bye.
You're listening to On the Couch with Dr. Michelle, right here on LA Talk Radio.